All right, we're back here from Media Day. Very excited to talk to the Heat's first-round pick, Tyler Herro, man. Welcome to Miami. It's awesome to have you here.
Thank you.
I got to say, in your short time already in Miami, it seems like you have made a huge impact on your teammates. No one will stop talking about you, man. Like Jimmy Butler is talking about your trash talk. Myers Leonard's talking about wanting to get to know you and the workout you're getting in. What do you think it is, man? Why the gravitas to you so early on?
I mean, I try to be a good teammate every day, bring the right positive energy to the locker room, and I just work hard. So I think guys respect how hard I work.
Are you reaching out to guys as soon as you're drafted, or are they reaching out to you? How do these connections happen? I guess when you're a rookie, and you know, like you're just out of college, and it's damn, Jimmy Butler wants to work out with you. Yeah. Is that weird? Is it normal to you?
It's a little bit of both. Just being teammates now, so now it's kind of just normal that we got to, you know, bond and build a relationship because we're going to be, you know, playing, you know, a few seasons together. So I think definitely just being able to build relationships.
And what are the things you like to establish, I guess, early on amongst each other? Are you guys just going out as friends? What do you like? Or is it kind of jumping right into basketball stuff and, like, let's get ready for the season?
I think it's just getting ready for the season. We've had a lot of workouts throughout the summer with all the guys in the gym, so it's good that we're able to, you know, build a relationship and get everything started before the actual season starts.
He praised your ability to bleep talk on the court. Yeah. That seems like reading about you, like that is a skill. You are not afraid to jaw with people on the court.
Yeah.
When did that start up? Like when did Tyler Herro become a guy who was not afraid to jaw on the court?
Really my whole life. I mean, that's how I play.
Do you like to trash others or do you like to say how great you are?
Trash others.
What can you and so like is that a point where like are you signing somebody up? Will you research somebody? Like are you like Conor McGregor, you will research somebody on how you can get under their skin, or is it just picking apart their game? How does that go?
I mean, it's really whatever that comes to my mind, really. I just say whatever.
What is the thing that that you think you really got some any level of basketball? Like is it what was something that like you knew you shook him mentally?
I think really, whenever I talk trash, I feel like I get in people's heads, really.
Yeah.
So I feel like just being able to, as long as you're doing your job offensively and you're talking back to them, they mentally they'll check out.
Where do you think that came from? Like the idea that you're going to play that kind of card? Because some guys are silent guys, some guys always like to talk. Like, were you a person who you just always jawed as a kid, and that just translated to the court, or did you feel like it actually had an element to help you in basketball?
I think it's just who I am, of being a competitor and wanting to win. So that's just kind of how I grew up, yeah.
So when you got drafted, Pat Riley, he made a point. He's like, yeah, I like the way we're starting to go, Kentucky guys.
Yeah.
Like that is – he goes, I like this trend. I'm playing at Kentucky himself, obviously. And it seems like Bam's very fired up to have you down here. Was that a connection that you kind of had in because you used to play here?
Yeah.
I used to play at Kentucky?
Yeah. Me and Bam, we've had a relationship before this, so definitely excited to get things started with him. So definitely the Kentucky relationship helped out.
How does the summer go for you? Like when you get drafted as an NBA player, do you have a lot more people reaching out to you as far as like, hey, you remember me back in the day? Or do you try and keep the close circle? Like does it feel like life changed when the NBA drafted and the dream is finally there, you meet becoming an NBA player?
Yeah, a little bit, but I try to keep, you know, the circle small. Not many people have my phone number and my contact and stuff like that, so I don't really entertain stuff like that.
What is the city of Miami like? Like as far as coming from Wisconsin and playing in Kentucky, how is this city? Have you taken to this city?
I love it. I like the weather is the best part to me. I feel like there's a lot of places to hang out just downtown and around the city, so great food spots and things like
yeah.
that.
So yeah, the Cuban food.
Yeah, definitely love it.
Wynwood, all the things that's going on. Have you any favorite spots thus far?
Not really. Just, you know, I just go around. Yeah. I eat all the food.
What was it like? What are the basketball conversations been like with Eric Spoelstra so far? Because he's saying like we drafted you for a reason, and everybody seems to very much buy into the skill set that you're bringing here immediately. So, what has that kind of been? What has that been like thus far?
It's been good. I'm just excited to get started. Coach, you know, told me I have to work hard and earn everything, so I'm ready to just get started.
Any rookie hazing so far?
Not yet.
You prep for it? Do they have that? I've always heard in football, like they got the big rookie dinner where a guy's got to fork over the money. Do you know if that's a thing in the NBA?
I hope not.
Hope not. Looking to keep the wallet fat.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah.
Tyler, we appreciate the time, man. All right, thank you so much. Welcome to Miami, and looking forward to the year.
Appreciate it. Thanks.